Hi, church. I want to put out a challenge for you. Today is Wednesday, September 22nd. And if you look on your calendar, you will see that we have 100 days left in 2021. So I have a 100-day prayer challenge for you. And that is that you would spend time every day for the next 100 days praying for a move of God, a great revival in your personal life, in your family, in your church, and across the world. Pray for a great awakening. Pray for powerful movements of the Holy Spirit to awaken his churches and to transform the landscape of this world. That's the primary prayer here. Their 100 days is just a nice round number to have in mind. It's a good challenge. It's a real stretching challenge every day for 100 days. It's not magical. It's not legalistic. There's no promise that if you do it for 100 days, something special will happen on the 101st day. And it's not legalistic, so if you miss a day or somehow fail, that you're in big trouble. It's a challenge. It's a challenge to boost up your spiritual activity, to grow in the Lord and do it on purpose, to discipline yourself with a new spiritual discipline, to grow in the Lord. Revival starts at home. It starts personally. You don't get global revival till you have personal revival. And our world needs global revival. I don't need to tell you this. You see it all over the place. But look, we have rampant socialism on the march. We've got pornography, major addictions across the world. We've got abortion. We've got mandates coming out from the government to fire employees over vaccinations. We've got all kinds of evil. And you have it in your personal life and your family. We have a divorce problem in this country. We have all kinds of problems, all right? Drug abuse and everything else. We need a revival. It is not good enough to just thump down a hammer on one particular point. The homosexual movement is out of control. Yes, socialism is out of control. If all we do, abortion is out of control, pornography. If all we do is thump down and say, that won't work, that won't work. And even when we win one fight, there's 100 other ones. This will not be resolved unless there is a true great awakening. Great awakenings transform the culture. They transform the nation. They transform the world. They are possible, but they're only possible with God. And God responds to humble prayer of people, God's people, humbling ourselves, confessing our sin, repenting to him. Then he responds. So do this. Spend 100 days in desperate prayer, seeking the Lord for great revival. Praise him, worship him, confess your sins, thank him for who he is, for how good of a God he is, and ask him for powerful movements. Make it personal. Pray for your own hunger for God to increase. Make it family. Pray for your family's hunger for God to increase. Pray for your church, that the church would have a greater hunger and desperation for God, and pray for the world to be transformed. I am praying on a second point as well, a very specific one, and that is that these vaccine mandates that are threatening to fire people over vaccines, I am praying that that never materializes, that that actual document from the government never gets written, never gets published, and never gets enforced in any company in this world, but certainly in the United States. That's what I'm praying. But beyond that, I'm praying for total awakening and revival. Those are the two main things. Total awakening and revival is first. And second is that this mandate never gets enforced against a single company, never materializes. Okay, that's my prayer. I believe prayer works. I have some Bible here to show you. The book of Acts is probably the most exciting book in the Bible. It's called Acts because it's action-based. It's an action-based book. From chapter 2 through 28 of the book of Acts, everything is full speed. Chapter 1 is where it starts, and it starts with this. It says, when they had entered the city, they went up to the upper room where they were staying. Verse 14, it says, these all with one mind were continually devoting themselves to prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus and his brothers. These all were continuously devoting themselves to prayer. So the action-based book of Acts starts with a continuous prayer meeting. Sounds boring, sounds dull, sounds dry. They breeze over it in one chapter, and they get on with the action. But that's where it starts. You want a great awakening that transforms the world. you want a book of Acts, you want to live in the time where there's a great revival, it starts with prayer. It starts with God's people praying together. It always starts that way. So let's start that way. You have 100 days left of this year to pray this way. And when January hits, we'll keep doing it into next year. But look, set it apart and pray. And I have an extra little bit of advice for you, and that is to make this a spiritual discipline. If you are not someone who prays or not someone who prays much, or you don't like praying much, or you feel like it's boring and sleepy or whatever, that's okay. That's that you're not in trouble, all right? But pray and ask God and say, God, forgive me for not loving prayer. Help me to love it. I don't love it. Help me to love it, okay? And then I would say set your timer. Get a timer up. Set it, I would say a minimum of 10 minutes. If you're somebody that has never prayed for more than a minute before, 10 minutes is going to feel 10 times longer than you're capable of. That's going to be a major stretch. That's okay. Do it anyway. And start off by asking God, God, help me to pray for 10 minutes and really actually mean it. And then, God, I'm going to do this as a spiritual discipline because I believe we need it and I need it. God, help me. And then pray that way. And if you miss a day, do it again the next day. You're not in trouble. You're not going to hell if you miss a day. But pray. It's a challenge to raise the bar. And if you're somebody who already prays and 10 minutes is nothing for you, good. Praise the Lord. Double it, triple it. Pray for an hour. Pray for 2 hours. And pray specifically for those of us who prayer is harder. And prayer does not come easy. Pray for us. Pray for the people in your life like that you know, that there would be a greater passion for prayer. All right, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Let's be people of prayer, of spiritual discipline, of prayer for revival and for the tangible needs in our world right now that this vaccination mandate would not materialize. But above all of that, pray for a move of God in your personal life and around the world. God bless you.